From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Some state senators are expressing concern about the projected shortfall in funding Alaska's public employee pensions. But those who manage the pension funds say the shortfall will likely remain manageable. Anchorage Republican Senator Natasha von Imhoff says it may be necessary to reduce retiree benefits in the future. She spoke during a recent Senate Finance Committee hearing on pensions.
To simply say make the payments, that crowds out public safety, education, among other things, as we're seeing in our budget challenges that we have now.
It would take an amendment to the state constitution to reduce benefits. The state Supreme Court has interpreted the Alaska Constitution to protect both pensions and retiree health benefits from cuts. The pension systems currently have $25 billion in assets. That leaves a gap of more than $6 billion between what the state has in pension assets and the projected future cost. And that gap could grow. State consultants have advised the state to expect lower investment returns in the future. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says the legislature should consider paying more into the fund in the coming years.
That $6 billion is going to eat us alive over the next 10 years if we don't try to knock it down while we still have cash reserves.
Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says it's premature to raise the possibility of a constitutional amendment to cut benefits.
I just want to make sure that we don't fire off an alarm that has the people of Alaska believing our system is about to implode, when in fact, if we maintain it properly in the future, I think we avert that situation.
Governor Bill Walker proposed paying $263 million into the pension system in the budget that starts in July. That's $80 million more than the current budget. Since 2006, new public workers have a different retirement system than don't receive traditional defined benefit pensions. Instead, they define their contributions into their system. In his third attempt at filling an open Alaska Senate seat, Governor Bill Walker has appointed Mike Schauer of Wasilla. Schauer was among the names advanced by Republicans following a messy process in which Senate Republicans rejected Walker's first pick and his second pick withdrew amid a firestorm over controversial social media posts. He is subject to confirmation by Senate Republicans. An Anchorage event headlined by Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young last night was interrupted by a small group of protesters calling for action on gun control.
You have got blood on your hands. You've got blood on your hands.
The event was intended to be a victory lap for Murkowski and Young. They were at the Anchorage Petroleum Club speaking about successfully opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil development. Joni Bruner with Alaska Grassroots Alliance was one of the protesters.
The thing that we really want them to know is that the blood money with NRA is not going to go over any longer.
And a quick weather check. It's 27 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.